My name is Elaine Gombos. I was born in China, and I was 12 years old when I came to the United States in 2017.
Hi, my name is Yuna. I was born in China, so I moved to the States also in 2017 when I was, 49 years old.
Yeah, and she's my mother.
So I was native Chinese. So I was born in China, grew up in China, and worked in China. So I went to the college in China. So I got my degree from Beijing University. After that, I had several jobs. So this is where I met my husband, who's an American citizen. And then we got married, and then we have two kids, two girls. We live in Shanghai, China, for 12 years before we moved to United States.
I am currently studying computer science at Carnegie Mellon University, and I am a junior in college. Growing up, I went to international school in China, so I received sort of an American education in China. And definitely because, like, my mom is Chinese, you know, I'm fluent in the language, but also I was able to, I guess, learn English in school. I definitely think that made my transition to the U.S. when I came here for seventh grade a lot more fluid or a lot more, I guess, easy.
Basically, like every year we came here because my husband is from here. So that's why we came here just for vacation. But once we moved here to live here, I found out it's just like so different. It's very, very different. The biggest thing is like not that much population. You know, in China, just like everywhere you go, you're in crowded. I mean, just so many people everywhere. Everywhere is a people. Frankly speaking, you know, at the beginning, I was kind of, it's not like not happy, but just like kind of stressed. Everything's totally different. You know, with these two girls, you know, need to send them to school and try to find them friends and all that. But quickly, you know, I found that people here are very, very friendly, very helpful. Whatever questions I had, they always gave me so many choices for me to choose. I said, oh, I really don't know, you know, where to send my daughter to choir, and she really likes it. I didn't ask them, but then a few days later, they would come to me, said, no, I found this, I checked with my friends. I found this, you know, choir is supposed to be very good. You can ask Elaine to try. I mean, it's a challenge. Meanwhile, you know, opportunities and very nice people. I'm very happy, and we make the move.
Was there any difficulty?
Yeah, for me, yeah, at the beginning, yes, because I don't have friends. Back in China, I had so many friends around, so basically but to come here, just like at the beginning, I really didn't have any friends, language, culture, and everything. But later, just like with getting more involved in the kids' activities, like school things and all that, I started to make some friends.
So it took us several years to sort of find what we wanted to do and where we could do that. Do what you want to do. Like, find something that you like doing and just do your best to go do it. Like, don't give up on yourself and what you hope to do. Like, spend every moment sort of just scouring for opportunities and more time and more stages that you can do what you like doing. I think that's sort of how I found my place after I moved here, because I was definitely lost for like a period of time. Like, who I was and who I thought I was and what I was doing, like, I did not have that at all anymore. So that was very important to me, to sort of latch onto another thing that I could pour my time into and be very passionate about. So if you sort of have one thing that you like doing, even if you're not sure that you want to do it for like the rest of your life, just like pour your all into it.
Do whatever you really want to do. Just try different things. You don't know, you know, what is good for you, what is bad for you, until you try it. So just try it out.